The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any of our current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life. Welcome to the podcast. This is regular episode number 999 BC. I am Aaron Douglas. That's right. Aaron Douglas. And we hope you stay regular out there. How about a quick ad read, and then we will get into the meat of this thing, guys. All right. Sound good? Deal. Today's show is not brought to you by Spotify. If you don't know what Spotify is a music and audio streaming service that is free. That's right, it's free. But I like it so much that I actually pay for the premium version. It's true, man. I've been a premium user for a decade, I think, probably now. It's kick-ass. For $10 a month, well, now 12, I think, you get basically everything with a copyright on it. You make, save, share playlists, albums, anything you want, you know. Follow your favorite artists, see what they're listening to. Or musically stalk that punk rock chick you used to love in high school. Spotify. It's like if Amazon had a wild night on the web with Pandora and Facebook, and no one really wants to know who's the father, you know what I mean? So if that sounds like the kind of freaky shit you're into, try it out, man. If you heard about Spotify here, you tell them about it at Spotify Cares on Twitter. October 2018. Bob Locke might be in your area. Look him up. Ooh, that's right. Bob Locke. So if you've never seen Bob Locke, he wears a motorcycle helmet that has a phone mounted into the front of it, right? It's amazing. I think now he's got like this Evel Knievel-esque shiny onesie. Oh, well, I don't think it. I know it. If you want to see a real artist, man, Bob Locke III. He's just been grinding. I saw him back in Des Moines, Iowa, way back in the day. But we picked him because we're starting today as a one-man podcast. Why are we starting? Because, well, Bert Kreischer, well, I'll just play it here.
Just to attest to how good your podcast is, it's really hard to do a solo podcast just coming up with a couple subjects and ranting for an hour. Yeah. Bill Burr, when he did his, when I started my podcast, I was like, maybe I'll do it solo. He goes, do it solo. You don't need guests.
Yeah.
I was like, and
Burr
I did
said
it,
this?
Yeah. And I did a couple solo. I go, Bill, they're not good. And he goes, they're not going to be. He was like, let them be bad for like a year and then they'll get better and then they'll get really good. And then you won't even think about it. And then your writing on stage will be so strong. And I was like, Yeah, I think I'm just going to have guests.
How great is that, right, guys? All right, so this echoes something that I've heard before from Lorne Michaels. I'm sure you're all familiar. SNL, the guy who created the whole thing. Somebody was ragging on him about the new cast, about how bad they were, or something to that effect. Well, anyway, he was like, well, of course they're bad. You know, it's got to be bad before it's good. Right? Fucking law of averages, man. One true law. So here we are today. We're doing stuff. We're listening to Bob Blog, because he's a one-man band. He's got cymbals between his knees. He's got girls on his legs and kick drum, a telephone microphone. You got to go see it. It's wonderful. And Jordan Zantow, my buddy. The Tao is now. Shout out to Jordan Zantow. Turned me on to Bob Locke. And like I said, we saw him back in Des Moines, Iowa. Back in the day. It's like, probably going to be 2003, man. 2003. What was I doing back in 2003? I was probably trying to skateboard a bunch. Definitely seeing Bob Locke macking on girls, right? That's what everybody's doing back then. Oh, what are we going to talk about today? We got a lot. At first, I thought I might do a podcast where I just explore, and I'm still going to. This thing is going to evolve, you know? We've got, first of all, I mean, this, we're a skeleton crew here. I mean, we're doing it, but we're running off of some splitter cables and a phone and a laptop, guys. So anybody can do it, you know what I mean? I'm fortunate enough, I've run across a PlayStation 4. I'm going to put that thing up on eBay. We're going to try to get a Zoom H6 up in here. Ugh, the house will grow. You know what I mean? But you got to start somewhere. I wanted to start before I was ready. Right? You got to start before you're ready. If you're not uncomfortable, you're probably not progressing. Jim Carrey said something like that. He's certainly uncomfortable now. Oh, man, Jim. Jim. Jim does a lot of crazy stuff, but you know what? I respect all of it. This guy, he's been other people as far as he's concerned, and I don't think it's that far of a stretch to convince the mind it's been somewhere else or it was something else. So, props, Jim. One of the funniest men who ever lived, you know what I mean? Hope you stick with us for a long time. I don't know if I said it, but, no, I definitely said that. Anyway, we were supposed to go to a Matt and Kim concert last night. My girlfriend was super stoked. We got rained out. What? Lame. But some of the more hardcore kids stuck it out. There was a DJ who was supposed to be super badass. I don't recall, and I apologize. It was, no, I don't know. I really don't. But they stuck it out, man, and it started to rain. I don't know if they kept going or what, but we were like, fuck it, we're out of here. Because we came to see Matt and Kim. That was it. So, what do? You ask for a refund? You can't, right? Because the headliner went on, but you weren't there to see the headliner. You were there to see... We literally saw zero music because we went to dinner first. Like, Jagoffs didn't come for the opening acts. No. It's fair, though, man. It's a festival. You can't go to a whole day of a festival if you're a fucking grown-up. On a Friday, 4 o'clock? No. No, thank you. I'll be there 7:30. Maybe a little after. Depends if I get an appetizer, you know what I mean? Whew. What did I do today? Today I was building America, of course. God damn it. That's one of the things we do around here at the podcast. I fixed a door in Mount Lebanon. Yeah, boom. Weekend work. Yeah, got more weekend work tomorrow. What are you guys doing? You gotta have a contribution, right? Even when I'm not achieving my goals, I can have a set of side goals. Makes me feel a little better about not being a piece of you know? I had a few notes I thought I might rant about. I'll have to look into them here. Oh, Padus. Oh, that's funny. Yep. This is terrible. Absolutely terrible. But it's got to be bad before it's good, right? It does. All right. Wait, here's one. So this one's titled, No, Fuck You, Hear Me Out. It's probably not that bad. No, I remember this one. Okay, this one's about, so I went to a customer's house, right? And they have a note on the door. And the door says, hey, blah, blah, blah. It says, hey, Joe, first of all. My name's not Joe, so thanks for calling me, hey, Joe. But whatevs, I'm not a big deal. We don't know each other. It says, Jess is here, so just give her a call and has her phone number. I'm like, doorbells are here. If Jess is here, maybe we'll try the doorbell, you know? But anyway. It says, also, blah, 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 please take your shoes off. Which, you know, okay, I understand taking your shoes off when you go to people's houses. I get it. You go to someone's house, you're in their house, you take your shoes off, right? But if you hire workers to come to your house, you know, ask them to wipe their feet. Make sure you clean up your approaches to your doorway because they're going to be in and out. And just clean up after they leave. You know what I mean? As long as they don't leave, they shouldn't leave a big mess. I mean, there'll be minor cleaning on your part. But for God's sakes, man, that is way more inconvenient for them than you. Look, they're going to be in and out, right? You cannot, you're carrying things, you're opening doors. You're taking off shoes every time you come into the house. You're going to go into the bathroom. I mean, if you're not going to clean the bottom of your fucking toilet, but you're going to expect me to go in there and fuck around with it, but you want me to take my shoes off so I can walk through the cat hair? Come on. Ugh, now I'm complaining. I sound like a negative Nancy. See, this topic's a real drag. I don't like being negative, bros. I don't. That's true. Okay, so here's a room divider. When people look at someone and then they get all pissed off. No, that's not the right way to put it. That's a good way to say it. Essentially, when people get cheerleadery, I guess, for people who are unhealthy and overweight. And say, look how beautiful they are. See? Look how beautiful they are. I feel like they're, like, overcompensating, you know? They're, like, saying, like, isn't it amazing? She's beautiful in spite, or something. Of, I don't know. Isn't it great that this hideous woman thinks she's so bad. Can't do this. Isn't it great that this hideous woman thinks she's beautiful? That's essentially what people are thinking, I guess, sometimes, right? They're saying, isn't it great that this hideous woman thinks she's beautiful? I support her. Hold her up. Why don't they hold up the beautiful woman who thinks she's beautiful? Well, we do. That's true. Everyone likes beautiful women. That's obvious. Oi, oi. So I saw this trophy company. Essentially is what I assume it is. I was looking for... A buddy of mine wants to come to town. Maybe. Anyway. And I was like, cool. I'll see if there's anything to do. Next couple, whatever, next month or whatever. Point being, there's this company, it's like run a 10K, right? Pittsburgh something rather, blah blah blah, 10K. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Because it had like a weird like Walking Dead theme. And I was like, is there going to be a zombie? It was like a zombie run. Yeah, I think that's what they called it. Anyway. look into it, and it is a virtual run. Right? So here's the premise. You sign up for their Pittsburgh virtual zombie run. You run 10K, time yourself, send them the information after having paid your entry fee, mind you. Send them the time you finished in, and then they will send you a medal back. Now, I don't know if there's a first place, because there can't be a lot of people signing up for it. So that would be interesting. If there is a first place, just fucking obviously, it would just lie. Obviously, right? And get the first place medal for the 10K. Oh, what's the reasonable 10K first place? Oh. But either way, so obviously, here's what I think. Some guy has like a trophy factory, you know what I mean? You ever seen like a trophy store, old school? They're like baseball card shops, you know? They're all going out of fucking business. No one gives a fuck about memorabilia, especially new memorabilia. And he's like, we gotta sell more medals. What are we gonna do? We gotta sell more medals. Hey, what if we organize races? Sure, that sounds good. Yeah, because then we give medals to everyone who finishes the race. That would be good. Let's do that. Okay, well. Let's do it. Let's organize one. Let's get some estimates together. Okay, I got the estimates. What do the estimates say? The police want 30,000 to shut down the streets. 30? How the fuck do you need... No, we're not. Okay, so we're not sponsoring any races. Well, here's the thing, boss. I was thinking, what if we don't sponsor any races, but we sponsor races? Running's free, man. People can just do it. Just do it. That's pretty clever. Yeah. Keep that one in your pocket. But either way, I'm thinking, what if we just put them on the internet, you know? We say, hey, sign up. People will think they're real races. We'll put it in the fine print that it's a virtual race. We'll send them an email after they've paid, thanking them and asking them to email their time. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Medals, print them and stack them. Right? That's got to be it. I'm just saying, you gotta save the family company. Dad's been making trophies for nigh on 20 years now. And that's because he got laid off at the factory. And this kept the family afloat during the softball days of yore. Let me tell you, softball smacks a big trophy. Softball and bowling. When those things went downhill... And there's the drinking sports. Obviously, you should allow drinking in your parks. You know what I mean? Can you imagine if there were horseshoe leagues and shuffleboard leagues and curling leagues and other leagues? Softball. And they're all drinking sports. So if you put the drinks in the parks, boom. You know what I mean? Buy stock and trophies. That's all I'm saying. And gold. Because some of these guys, they're gonna be bowling 300s. And they're gonna be like, we're getting this stamped out in gold, bruh. You know what I mean? And gold always goes up in value. So who wouldn't want to keep track of their 300 game? It was a timeless ring, you know? Something that really could knock a guy out in an alley. Makes sense to me. You ever bowl 300? Me neither. I knew a guy who bowled 300. Randy. Sure, nice. Guy named Randy. Has there ever been one that was just old regular guy? Anyway. Randy was still pretty cool for the most part from what I could tell, but I was an outsider looking in, like as most people are on families. And he bowled a 300. He raised the neighbor kids. Where I grew up, neighbor kids was like anybody within 4 miles. So, yeah, 4 miles counts. Yeah. But that was big news, man. 300 game, that's perfect. I don't know if you know, if you're not a bowler. Okay, I'm not a bowler either, but 300 is perfect. Strike, 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 strike. And then you get like 3 strikes in the 10th, I believe. So that would be like a dozen strikes, right? Because you get the 10th as its own, and then you get 2 more. So it's a dozen strikes. I don't know. Tweet me at @Aaron_Douglas, I think. If you know the rules of bowling. Because I sure as fuck don't. But I know getting to 300 is something else. His kid was something else too. He fell over in a fire one time. I shouldn't rag on people. I use their real name. I'll blurp it out. See? You didn't even know. I went back. I blurped it out. I said the guy's name. I said Randy. No, no, no. Ha-ha. I blurped it out manually that time. It's always good to do some stuff post-post. You know what I mean? Or pre-post. You know what I mean? That's what I mean to say. You know what? I paused the damn thing. I didn't even go get a new beer. That was so stupid. Stupid. Fatto, what do you think about that? Probably can't hear him, but Fatto's a talkative guy. He's a 20-pound chunker, but that's what you are, aren't you, kitty? Yeah, anyway. Moving on. So, Randy bowled a 300. That's pretty badass. And, they're from an interesting family. You know, I grew up kind of in an interesting area. So, they were on the flatland. I lived in the flatland, too. Not a lot of us lived down in the valley, but we were all at the top of the valley. You know, that's where you build a house. Why build a house down in the valley when there's flatland above it? That's what we were thinking. Well, we didn't build shit, but that's what the people who built the place where I was building. You know what I mean? Here in Pennsylvania, everything's a hill. So everything's on a hill. Well, at least not. At least everything in Pittsburgh, that is to say. Ugh, stupid. I'm sorry, guys. I was just reading. So, I just got a text message. A longtime buddy of mine, we were roommates in Nebraska, right? And he is at a football game. Now, I'm not a football nerd, but I enjoy the pageantry, especially of a college game of football, you know what I mean? So, he's from Madison, Wisconsin. If you don't know about the Badgers, get to know. Because evidently, they're a force to be reckoned with. I didn't know it until I met this fella. But Jerry, as we'll call him, and I usually do, he's a big old-fashioned Badgers boy, and he loves him, you know? And he's the best kind of white trash. I love Jerry, right? Anyway, so he is in Iowa City. Iowa City is where my brother lives. Now, in the time that we lived in Nebraska, that is to say, I and he at the same time, he still lives there now, Nebraska, the city he lives in, Lincoln's big team, switched into the Big Ten. So now the city that he lives in, and I could be wrong about this, and tweet me in the ass if I am, but Big Ten, Iowa, now Wisconsin, now, and Nebraska, now. So that's like Midwest rivalry. Real strong teams. Real strong teams. And he's at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Iowa Hawkeyes versus the Badgers. His dream jelly. You know what I mean? I mean, this is his shenanigans. So he sends me this text about how it's been a blast. It's so great. And it's fun to be happy for. He's got a picture of the crowd. And it says, I'm going to cry like a little girl when they do the tribute to the kids in the hospital. I don't know, Jerry. Good times. Good times, Jerry. So, anyway, I'm happy for him. And it's good to think about Iowa City, too, man. My brother lives in Iowa City. My brother, my sister-in-law, my niece, my nephew. Probably within earshot of that stadium. Oh my gosh, he's got a picture of he's got a picture of Iowa Hawkeyes Elvis here. Oh, that is nice. That is not. Oh my gosh, he says. And I shouldn't. Who cares? And I'm proposing Tuesday. He's going to propose. This guy. This is one of those guys. God bless him. He proves it's possible. He's been with this girl forever. They got two kids. Still not married. Now they're gonna get married. Oh, picture of the ring. Oh my gosh. Wow, I feel like bad that I'm talking about this. This is actually all live coming in. My buddy from Nebraska is gonna propose to his girl, and he's telling me about it. That's nuts. I gotta stop looking at this, but that's a pretty big thing, right? It's like a thing. Plus, there's a picture of him with Iowa Hawkeyes Elvis. You can't go wrong with Iowa Hawkeyes Elvis. They know how to tailgate. They know how to tailgate. Good for Jerry, man. What was I talking about? Oh, yes. This Randy's man. The community at large, really. So, let's see here. When I was growing up, we lived on acreage, I guess you'd call it. We didn't have any livestock. I raised rabbits for a little while, but that was just for 4-H, nothing fancy. We had a couple, just one goat for sure, maybe a couple of goats. I cycled through 5 dogs and more cats than anyone could count. I mean, there were times where we had 20 farm cats. You know what I mean? We'd just go out there with a 50-pound bag of feed and pour it into a gravity feeder. You know what I mean? And there's just a herd of cats out on the acreage. But that's... I mean, we didn't have any mice, I can tell you that. You know what I mean? Cats are fun for kids. You know, as a kid, I got to see cats being born. You know what I mean? Did you guys get to see things? And puppies. I saw puppies being born. Probably 3 times. Ah, that's crazy. Huh. Yeah, I forgot about that. Anyway, so, like, lots of cats. And lots of dogs. And nothing like a herd of puppies, man. You ever had a herd of puppies? You're saying, I gotta go get a beer, but we are gonna talk about a herd of puppies. As I was saying, have you ever had a herd of puppies? It's something else, man. First of all, you got a pregnant bitch to start with, right? You're dealing with her, which is fine, because dogs, they're like super loyal and whatnot. So, you make up like a nesting area, we'll say, you know? Someplace so fucking obvious that the dog's like, yeah, okay. Okay, I get it. You know what I mean? Because if you don't make a nice enough place, they'll go find somewhere else if they're farm dogs like ours were. If you have an indoor dog, who gives a shit? They'll just do it. Whatever. You make them a nest. So we're out there in the back behind the garage. Now, we had a shed behind the garage. This had been Gen 2 shed by now. Gen 1 shed burnt down when my dad was burning off leaves, right? You know, like it caught fire and the garage was a little scorched kind of the rest of our lives. Still is to this day, the garage has got some scorch marks on it. Anyway... Yeah, so anyway, Dad had to build a second shed on the back of the garage because the house was insured with a building. So we would set up shop in Gen 2 shed, which had a kid's playhouse on one half and a tool storage place on the other half. We'd set up doggy bed in the tool storage area. And, when the dog, I don't know how we knew. My mom must have figured it out, or I don't know what it was. Maybe the dog just starts having babies, and you just take it there, and you're like, tough luck. I don't know. I was a kid. That's a good point. I don't know if the dogs chose the bed. But we made a bed, and they ended up in there. And puppies start pouring out of this dog. Well, essentially, you know what I mean? Like, it lays there, and we would, kids, we'd gather around. I assume my little sister was there. Anyway, they come out in sacks, right? I think they're individually loaded. Yeah, they're definitely individually. Are they? I think they're individually loaded. Ugh, that is so fuzzy how memory is. I mean, I was a child, but still. Do they each have their own sack? They have to. I think they all have their own sack. Anyway, so they're coming out, right? Mom's like, because dogs can reach their own butt, so cats, you know. And cats just a miniature version of a dog when it comes to this process, people. I mean, it's virtually the same as far as I can tell. So, you like see, it looks like a kidney. You ever see a kidney at the butcher shop? It looks like that is coming out of the animal, essentially. You know what I mean? But then when it comes out, the dog takes a break. Because that's, you got one out, you know what I mean? Who knows how many are in there? I don't, you know? She's probably, like, got a better idea. She's like, whew, this feels about, like, a third of the weight. Probably at least two more. Maybe she knows. I don't know. Point being, she takes the time to rest after each of these kidney beans come out. You know what I mean? And then she starts gnawing on the sack. Breaks it open. Out comes puppy. She's pulling puppies and breaking them open. Pulling puppies and breaking them open. And they start to crawl while she's doing it. And then when all the puppies are out, she just starts licking them. You know what I mean? Licking them, licking them, licking them. After they all have frizzed up hair and are walking in circles going, ee-ee-ee. I think they start tip feeding or something at that point. I don't know. But pretty interesting. How do you guys remember stuff? You know? Like, I can see pictures, you know, in my head. Like, I can see the kidney thing coming out of the vagina, I guess, of a dog. But I can't remember the whole thing. It's not a movie reel. Do you guys have movie reels? I have movie reels for some stuff, but not very much. They're like GIFs. I get GIFs. Do you guys remember? Are they GIFs? Why would it be a GIF with a G? Like George. Damn it. Ugh. GIF. So, a herd of puppies is fun. They're running around after they're all born, you know what I mean? And they're, like, getting thicker and thicker. And they're always pounding around in their little pen, you know, because you built them an area, right? Obviously, at some point, the cup runneth over. I think we one time had a litter of 9 puppies. I really do want to say we had 9 puppy litter. I think they would have been Brittany Spaniel Dalmatian mix. Ugh, mix. My phone should be off. I apologize. Anyway, that was just my brother saying how cool it was that my buddy is at the Badgers versus Iowa game because Kinnick Stadium is legit. Yeah. Ugh, shut up, phone. I won't listen to you. Sucks because I have to keep looking because it might be my girl. Nope, just my brother. Sorry, guys. I will stop checking my phone. What's that, cat? Super cats. Do you guys cats talk a lot? Mine does. Hell, she's talking right now. Anyway. It's fun growing up having animals, man. Everyone thinks that what they did is the best, though. I know that. So, I can't sit around thinking I'm any different, you know? How do I know? I don't, you know? If everyone thinks what they grew up was, well, not everyone, I guess. I mean, obviously, there's some people with some pretty shitty upbringing. You know what I mean? I have to remind myself I was fortunate, you know? There were hurdles, but I was able to jump them pretty easily. I feel like, anyway. But I guess I didn't expect much, either. So, blah, blah, blah. Moving on. You guys ever been to Texas? Went to Texas for September 11th week, I guess. Because September 11th was Wednesday, I think, this year. Yeah. Anyway. So, me and my lady, Cindy, go to Texas for my grandmother's 90th birthday. Right? Pretty sweet. And she's pretty sharp. I mean, she's a hunchback, but a sharp one. And, speaking of that, I'm going to straighten up my posture right now as I have a sip of this. Okay, so how did Budweiser get more patriotic after the Belgians took over? Now we have Budweiser, and I'm drinking it, so here you go. But we have Budweiser Freedom Reserve Red Lager, 5.4% alcohol. Freedom Reserve now. Viva la... what's the words? I don't know how to spell it. Belgish. Belgish. Oh, what do the Belgians speak? Man, I'm not even going to try. Not even going to try. What do the Belgians speak? This is the type of things you could ask Google, but I won't. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. Hey, cat. God. What were we talking about? We're talking about where I grew up, right? We got up on dog cunts. Or babies, anyway. Bitches brew, right? Litters of pups. Man, I'll tell you what, though. That's pretty cool, being a little kid, having... I've been doing that... Yeah, it's probably... Yeah. It's hard to say how old I was. I bet I was 9 or 10... Maybe even as old as... Yeah, probably 10. But just a herd of 9 dogs running. We used to have this trapper. So, on the road I lived on... we were the only house on the road. I know it sounds cliche, but we were. There was an elbow, and that made it a different road. And we were the only one past the elbow. And halfway down our road... We were rural Route 5 back in the day. There was a gully, and this trapper would put in snares, and we were scared that pups would get caught in there. And I think my dad might have even found one in there. I don't know. But somehow he figured out there were snares down there. And he told me to just go ahead and steal them. So we'd steal the snares, which is totally illegal looking back, but whatever. And, I always had a pile of snares in the garage after that. Pretty easy to make a snare. If you want to make a snare trap, super easy. So you get, conduit, you know, or a pipe, even better. A drill that'll drill through metal. You drill through the top of the pipe, cut the pipe off at an angle, so you got a stake, you know what I mean? At the top where you drilled through, you run a cable. And you need a cable, because the cable's got body to it, not like a fucking rope. You know what I mean? It can be a small cable. The cables are real strong. On that cable, you take a large washer, and you drill 2 holes in the washer. You slide the cable through one of the holes, and through back through the other one, putting a knot in it. So now you have like a slip knot, essentially, right? But here's the thing. You have to fold the washer. And then you put it on there in the way that logically makes sense. I'm not going to try to fucking verbally describe it, but the way that logically makes it sense so that it climbs the thing but doesn't loosen. You know what I mean? By putting that fold in it, that 90-degree fold. Now you get a snare. So you can set the size of the snare. turn it, put it on a trail, because near the water there's always a trail. You know what I mean? And that's where they'd put it, and that's where the pups would go. So we got pissed off. We stole that guy's traps. And then the people would come and get dogs. I think having dogs is good because it's like an introduction to heartbreak for children. You know what I mean? Because you're going to get your heart broken in life. That's just a sad fact. You know what I mean? But if you get pets and you have to give them away, that's like an introduction to heartbreak, right? Because you're raising, you literally, there were times when we would literally save animals' lives. Like, well, we had a kitten that got, my brother accidentally hit it in the head with a baseball. And we held his head up for like, I don't know, 12 hours or something like that. Because my dad was a nurse, so he knew stuff about head injuries, I guess. So he just kept the cat's head above its body for 12 hours and bottle fed it for the rest of its fucking... That was a sidebar. That was all ridiculous. I'm going to go back and cut that out. Nah, I'll leave it in. Fuck it. Just a cat story. Long story short, it's fun growing up having animals. You know what I mean? It teaches you stuff about life, I guess. Or at least inevitability. It's weird to think what kids can think about life, because they don't really have a whole brain to think with. It's interesting. I just got freaked out. Oh my gosh, you have to forgive me. I just freaked myself out. Stupidest thing. Over my cat taking a poop. Started digging in the other room, and I was like, what is that noise? Somebody's gonna get in my house. Cat. There's some sort of way to make that into a scare the shit out of me joke, but I'm not even gonna try, right? No, I won't say it. I feel like these things might need a topic, you know what I mean? Podcasting, that is to say. I need a dragon to chase or something. I'm not good enough to just, you know what I mean?
What to do?
Now the funny thing. Right, Cat? I have a soundboard. Here, what about this? Street joke. Why did the egg cross the road? It wasn't chicken. I just made that up right now. I swear to God, I really did. That's right, guys. I have a soundboard. That's right. And that's all the cast. All the cast. A Street Fighter. Overlapped, laughing. That's right. Street Fighter laughs. That's an applause for Street Fighter laughs. People are really impressed. Some of you guys don't act impressed, but you should. Also,
drugs, dude. I like them.
Ari Shaffir is here, right?
Drugs, dude.
He just says that, though.
Oh, man. I only drink when I work, and I'm a workaholic.
You guys ever see Ron White? Ron White's great. If Ron White's coming to your town, go see Ron White, man. I think he's a native Texan, but I don't know. He's somewhere in L.A. for sure now. Well, that guy's fucking hilarious. What did he say one time? He says, I take great jokes from, I don't want to fucking shit on Ron White. Ron White's awesome. Go see him. Oh, hey, isn't it funny? You get paranoid about what you want to say. I'm always wondering if I'm saying the right thing when I'm doing this thing, but there's no thing I'm supposed to say. Isn't that ironic? It is a podcast, after all. Is there supposed to be a topic? I've been thinking about doing a sports segment with a real yinzery group, you know what I mean? I don't know anything about sports, and I think there's got to be some kind of... I'm not going to make it cornball-y, but there's got to be some kind of guy who doesn't know anything about sports segment, right? I bet Matt Light would be good at that. That guy knows sports. He's yinzery. I don't know. The guy who runs Nadine's down there in the south side on Cart near off Carson Street. Ooh, that guy is so yinzer. He would know all about it. That'd be good. I don't know. Sports segment, maybe. Question mark. Also, Eric would be good. Moving on. Right? That's all I got. What's this?
Sir, there's an unruly mob to see it.
Oh, that's nice.
Sir, there's an unruly mob to see it.
That's a good one, right? 45 minutes is not enough, people. I feel like I need to make an hour out of it, don't you? Well, let's talk about my... Should I talk about my neighborhood? I always feel like I should... That's like... what do you want to call it? Self-righteous, I guess? Just talk about yourself the whole time? Self-absorbed? Ugh. But who are you supposed to do? You're the only guy in the room. Doing a solo podcast, you know what I mean? I mean...
Just to a testament to how good your podcast is, it's really hard to do a solo podcast.
Thanks, Bert. Thanks. That was awesome of you to say that. I can't believe that he stopped by just to say that. That's, it's good. It makes the guy feel better, you know what I mean? What's this?
That shit is mean-spirited just because it goes against what they believe.
Well, that's true.
I know a lot of fucking idiots. I think a lot of shit is mean-spirited just because it goes against what they believe.
Yeah, well, okay, Colin. Well, I'm not mad at you, bud. Boo! Vover butter. Oh my god, this is so bad. Well, they were certainly right. They said it had to be bad before it would be good. And good god, it's bad. Good golly, Miss Molly. We have goals, though, here, people. Once we get this recorder, things will be different. No, that's not true. It's still going to be me. I'm going to have to make it entertaining. Woo! That's tough. I don't know if you can hear the crickets. I grew up crickets and frogs, and there's a lot of that in Pennsylvania. I mean, this is river country here. If you guys, look, if you've never been to Pittsburgh, try it out, because this stuff is crazy. You know what I mean? Where I come from, we had coal mining towns, but they were all dead, right? The coal dried up long ago, and these boom towns, as they're known, obviously, went out of style. The one near us was Moingona, right? So we had Moingona, and it was dead as shit, but it had the Kate Shelley Museum, and they had a pop machine, so I would ride bicycle there, or moped later on, and motorcycle even after that. Get soda in the summertime. But there was another town called Fraser. Now, Fraser was legit rundown old town, kind of. I mean, they didn't even have a main street, so I can't even call it that. I can't help it, man. When it was a boom town, things were made out of wood. There was plenty of wood to be had, you know. They had to clear the forest just to make a town. Might as well make a town out of the forest. That's what they thought. But towns made out of forest don't last long when the forest comes calling. So, we had Fraser. Fraser was a fun town near where I grew up. Lots of hillbillies, kind of, but not really. Just fun people lived up there, you know what I mean? They had four-wheelers and dirt bikes, and there's this old gravel pit. The eddy, the big eddy, as they called it, which is a water formation for fishing and drowning. Oh, Fraser was a good time, man. So I built, like, what I think, to this day, is the best rope swing I've ever seen. Hands down, it's the best rope swing I've ever seen. I mean, I've seen them on YouTube that were probably as good. You know what I mean? And that's pretty big to say that. Well, I mean, obviously, there's got to be something. I know there's going to be some video, some guy built a rope swing off the Sears fucking tower. I don't give a shit. But the point is, this one was pretty stella. So they had an old gravel pit down by Fraser, right? Sunny's Pond, I think they called it. Anyway, the water was always nice. This is a gravel pit, you know, sand bottom, the whole thing, you know. We're talking young kids skinny dipping, like, for decades, generationally, you know what I mean? A fun little place near the river, but not the river, you know what I mean? And then this little rope swing on this tree that hung out over the water. And that was a hell of a lot of fun. And then you could climb up the tree, and you could dive off the top. That was a hell of a lot of fun, and it was scary. I mean, you kind of have to jump out, too, because if not, you'd hit some branches on the way down. It wasn't exactly science, but the fortune favored the bold, and we all had a blast. But one day, I got to thinking, we can do better. This rope swing is just a splash in the pan, no pun intended. If I could build a rope swing down, or up, well, it'd be downstream of the river, but it doesn't matter because it's in the hole. Down the bank, 70 yards, was a perfect tree. This thing was a tower. I don't know how old it was, but it grew straight and tall, and it's huge. And the way the gravel pit was organized, sorry, I thought I stopped it, but it's still recording. So the way the gravel pit was organized, there was a road bed. The road bed was probably 30 feet tall from the water's surface up to the top of the road bed. The road bed was essentially the barrier that separated the gravel pit from the river, right? Tall road bed. I mean, it did its job. From that road bed, the tree rose to the branch that I climbed to, probably another 20 feet. So we're talking 50, 60 foot climb of a tree. No, probably more than that. I bet it was a 75 foot climb. Either way, I climbed the hell out of that tree, and I tied off a rope out on a dangerous branch, and me and my buddies cleaned the bank up with weed eaters, so there was a path from the water up the roadbed. Now, we mounted a softball on the rope, tied a big old knot underneath it, you know what I mean? And you'd stand on the roadbed, and you'd think you could just put the ball between your leg at the roadbed and jump, but that's not how it works. If you're going to swing from a platform and clear the platform, long story short, you had to reach up on the rope, standing on the road, jump into the air, and sit on the ball and swing in, up, and out over the water in this rope. Was amazing, guys. The rope was so amazing, and I am not too proud to say how amazing it was. I mean, there are people who talk about this rope swing to this day. I'm telling you, you'd swing from the road surface and you'd be 30 feet above the water when you let go, and you could just penny flip and easy over. You could dive because it was deep pit. I mean, it was great. Amazing. And then there were people who wouldn't jump from the road. They're like, no, no, I'll just, because they were non-athletic people. The irony was that they were causing themselves much greater damage by not jumping onto the ball. They said, no, I'll be strong enough to just jump up and hold myself with my arm strength. This is a long swing, people. This is not compute, not smart move. People, everyone who tried this, with the exception of probably very athletic males, which I never once witnessed, everyone who tried this went tumbling down. They were always overweight people who were just afraid to jump. And they would go tumbling down the hill, and it was not. And then they would eventually splash into the water at the bottom of the hill. It was just like, thump, splash, drag, like hanging onto the rope, dragging their body down a muddy slope where people walk up. Oh, it was so stupid of them. I even drew instructions for jumping on the ball. Oh, it was so silly. I remember, though, there'd be keggers out by the river at night. And we'd drive up to that rope, and we would just swing out over the water in the middle of the night, in the cool air, under the stars. Just whoosh, all the way out to the water above, and never let go. Just whoosh, right back up to the roadbed, and let off. Oh, my God, it was so good. There were people that when, in daylight, regular operating hours of the rope swing, they would pull their trucks up, right? And they would stand in the back of their trucks because that would give them more height on the roadbed. You could park your truck back a little bit from the roadbed. The rope was at such a way that it climbed very steep at the roadbed. It got out of hand after a while. One time, somebody brought a race car trailer out there, and people were jumping from the top of the race car trailer onto the rope. I mean, that gives you an extra, you know, 12 feet of glance over the water. I mean, it's pretty fun. Pretty insane. Somebody got crazy and mad, and they tore it down. So, just goes to show you, you can't have too much fun. I sure wish I knew if this was going. I don't know, this is weird. So, I'm happy I've recorded time, and I'm stopping now. Alright, guys. There it was. I did it. I recorded something. Now I'm going to put it out there. You know, sounded like it was easy, but it wasn't. I don't know, maybe it was as painful for you as it was for me. But the hardest part is starting, usually. At least for me, right? Failure to launch. No more. No more failure to launch. Let's launch this bitch. I gotta put it on the web, guys. I just recorded it. I'm gonna get it. And wait, it is, because you're hearing it. It is on the web. Well, the solo podcasts, they won't all be solo. Someday I'll have guests. But I like to hone myself a little bit before I submit someone else to this punishment, I guess. Anyway, work in progress, construction zone, regular episodes, y'all mean? Let's hear a little more Bob Log the Third. And like I said, if you like it, I can go see him, man. Bob Log is a highwayman. Here he goes. This song's called My Shit Is Perfect. pop. What's going on? So you're going to go to Go Out. Go to Out. Go Out. The album's called My Shit's Perfect. It must be a single. My blog is like Hank the Third meets John Spencer Blues Explosion. You know what I mean?